Yes.
I really resonated, this is my second time, so I'm new. I really resonated with this a lot. I really felt a lot that was happening. And something happened to me this week where I got feedback about guilt and limitation. A friend that I know has had breast cancer in treatment, and then she had the tram flap, so she's had multiple revisions of her plastic surgery. And she had one while I was gone and out of town. And I did text her, even though I was in Alaska and Canadian waters, and said, I'm thinking about you, I'm praying for you. But I've not gotten her a card, and I've not brought her a big flower arrangement. I just brought her a gardenia the other day, and I said, you know, I was thinking about you. She said, and I know you were. She said, you know, you really have been very empathetic with me. She said, none of my siblings remembered that I was having surgery and called me or anything. And so I'm thinking what I didn't do. And she's feedbacking to me, you were so thoughtful, you've been so empathetic. And I mean, my eyes were just getting huge because there was such, it just wasn't matching what she had experienced from me and what I thought I had given to her was so lacking, and she felt the fullness of it. And that's so much about what we are doing tonight with guilt.
And so that's such a beautiful example. So let's take it a little further, guys, because you're playing with me, and this is my commitment in my life journey. What if you could reframe your story? That being the one facing procrastination for decades, there is a gift in that to the whole planet. Every time you face it and learn more, and has that energetic pattern not prompted you to read many books?
Yes.
Right? That's your monkey on the back, right? But what if you quit labeling it as bad or wrong and wanting to escape it and really surrendered to it and said, what if this is my big contribution? How I show up in this? You know, to be a doctor and to have a family member that doesn't want to use medical help. How you have no control over that. How awful a feeling place for all of us to imagine. But how you show up as a sister, as a believer in your own truth, and still respect for somebody else's reality and their choices, that is a huge gift to the whole planet. Okay? If we would have received more of that, we would be playing at a whole different level. Right? Because that is the perception that was coming through the tab, seeing worthiness in everything. Everything. Every time you judge somebody else, something else, anything, government, laws, history, anytime you're in judgment, you've disengaged from the heart, and you've limited yourself from the resources that you could tune into, if you get very self-focused in what's the best experience of me. But truly, our gifts, the people who would come and play with my purpose in life, our gifts is that we contribute to our frequency. It doesn't have to be the big bouquet. It doesn't even have to be the right words. It's the intention. It's the frequency that you send and you resonate out.